I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Billions of blistering blue barnacles. It's time for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for the hometown of Georges Rémy. You might know him by his pen name, Hergé. But you most likely know Hergé's most famous creations, Tintin, Boy Reporter, and his faithful dog, Snowy. Hergé sent Tintin on many adventures. In the early 1930s, Tintin went to what was then the Congo. Hergé's depiction of life in the Congo has struck some these days as racist. One man in the Belgian city we're looking for has even tried to have Tintin in the Congo banned. We'll have more on that and the answer in Two Shakes of Snowy's Tail. For today's GeoQuiz, we were looking for the Belgian city that was the birthplace of the cartoonist Hergé, best known as the creator of Tintin. We've got the world's Clark Boyd on the line to give us the answer. Fitting, since he lives there. Clark, what city are we talking about?
Brussels, Belgium.
So Brussels, the Belgian capital, is the answer to the GeoQuiz. There's finally been a ruling on an interesting case surrounding one of Tintin's adventures. It was Tintin in the Congo. Tell us more about this case.
Well, the court has essentially thrown this case out. The case was brought by a Congolese man living here in Brussels who wanted to have the book banned on the grounds that it violated Belgium racism laws. And the court has found that it does not violate those laws.
And does this man, his name is Mobutu Mondondo Bienvenu, does he represent the view of a lot of Africans living in Belgium?
Well, the people originally from the Congo who are living here now that I spoke to, there wasn't a lot of support for him. And certainly among the Belgians themselves, there has not been a lot of support for this because Hergé is a beloved figure. And when I first did a piece on this a couple of years ago, when the court actions were just kind of getting started, the feeling then was from his publisher and from Moulins Art, the company that owns the rights to the images, the feeling was that it was really written in a time when this was the norm. And so the book should actually be used more as a teaching moment and not something that should be banned entirely.
Hergé apparently never went to the Congo to research this book, but you have a funny story, Clark, of what he was able to research.
What's interesting about Hergé was that he was very much a Brussels native, and he did not do a lot of traveling. And when it came time for him to write about Tintin in the Congo, he went to the African History Museum. And so a lot of the images and the settings and the scenes that you see in Tintin in the Congo are from that museum. You can actually go there and almost see the recreations of them right there.
Will Mr. Bienvenu continue to fight this case?
Yeah, his lawyer has said that he's going to take this case as far as he possibly can. Bear in mind that the first ruling took 4 or 4.5 years to come out. So this could be in court for some time.
The world's Clark Boyd in Brussels. Thanks a lot, Clark.
You're welcome, Marco.